The other place some salmon are hitting the deck is down on Wind and Drano, particularly Drano Lake down on the Columbia River. And we've got Phil Stevens on the line right now from Mystical Legends Guide Service, who is right dead center in the middle of the Drano 500 right now. How you doing there this morning, Phil?
Doing great. Doing awesome, actually. We just boated about a 23-pounder.
Ooh. Wow. So, Nelly's mouth, he's slobbering all the way to the keyboard.
Wipe that off there,
here.
Nelly.
I mean, clean yourself up, Nelly.
Oh, Phil, during the break, we just talked about Springer, and you know, we got a couple of those down, you know, down the I-5 drill, you know, when it was open down the mainstream, and I tell you what, I smoked one of them, and that stuff is absolutely biblical. So the thought of a 23-pound Springer, that enough to get a guy fired up. What did he bite, and how's the pressure this morning down on Drano Lake there, Phil?
So when I pulled in this morning at 4, I was the second car there. There was no line at all. The press was pretty light.
That's nice.
I think they opened up, you know, parts of the Columbia, so I think that took some pressure off of here, but it's not typical for a Saturday here. So pressure's light. We're fishing the main lake. We're not actually in the circle. There's actually a lot of fish rolling out here. We've had two on prawns and two on herring, or 2 for 4 this morning.
Well, that's pretty good fish, and that's about as good as you've had since that thing opened up. Now, talk about Drano a little bit and why the Chinook pull in there on their way on up the Columbia River.
Well, and first, there's a hatchery here. There's a little hatchery here, and they usually get around 8,000 fish back to the hatchery a year. And so they come back into there, but also when the Columbia warms up a little bit, the fish come in here and cool off because this water is a little cooler than the Columbia. And this year it's not, but normally Drano Lakes are in the 50-degree range and the Columbia will be in the 60-degree range. So the fish want to cool off. They come in, they clean their gills out, and they give us a shot at catching them. So we could be catching fish that, you know, they're going to clear water, wherever.
But you mentioned that temperature difference. That doesn't sound like it's happening this year. Sounds like the temperature in the lake's pretty close to what it is in the river. So a lot of those flyby fish, those fish headed, you know, to parts upstream there, are not pulling into the lake. Is that correct?
Exactly. The Columbia right now, this morning right here, is about 50 degrees. The lake right now is 48.1. Yeah,
so really no incentive, to pull in there. So now you're dragging, you're dragging herring and you're dragging prawn baits. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Prawn spinner. We're running a fish flash. Bob Tolman blades seem to be, you know, my best blades, and so we're running a dropper, a mainline dropper to a total of about an 8-foot leader, including the fish flash. And we just rig a prawn on there, drop it down. We're fishing. The lake's only 30 foot deep. It's pretty uniform. So we're fishing them at 27 and 24 on line counter reels. I use a 2-hook rig on my prawns. And on the herring, you know, it's just your typical herring rig.
Hey, Phil, I know some guys at some point in the season there on Drano will switch over, start fishing prawn or coon shrimp under a float. Is that a program you usually end up going to, or is that something you steer away from?
No, absolutely. It can be real good, but we need fish to start staging.
Right.
And so far, I saw one fish caught yesterday afternoon on a float, and they're starting to catch a few of them. And I truly expect as the water warms that's going to turn on and more fish coming to the lake. This is really the first morning that I've seen a bunch of fish rolling in this lake. It's been pretty slow. It's been kind of a disappointment.
Yeah, you've been on the lake there for what, last couple of weeks now, hitting it pretty consistently. And what do you find, one or two fish a day into the boat? Or
yeah, we've had as many as 10 hookups in a day,
which is a good day. Yeah.
Oh, it's stellar.
Yeah.
You know? And so, two, three fish a day. Yeah. And it's not great. Not at all.
We're talking to Phil Stevens, Mystical Legends Guide Service. And Phil, when we were talking yesterday, you know, when I used to guide that stretch down there in Home Valley, I kind of was a little more partial to the Wind River, which is right down below the, you know, is your other opportunity for spring Chinook there in Home Valley. And the one big change on the Wind has been the moving or extending of the cutoff, the fishery cutoff into, the Columbia a little bit by, you know, what was it? 100 feet, 100 yards. But anyway, that hasn't been as good of opportunity as you mentioned, and this run above Bonneville, boy, it's an over forecast situation again, isn't it?
Well, yeah, I think it is, but I think we have some fish coming. I think sure. there's still a lot in the lower river, but I think the water conditions have dictated the run, and maybe I'm wrong. I don't know, but I think their forecast will probably be it's going to be lower than they forecast, but I think it'll be a decent run. As far as the deadline goes out there, they gave us, I think, 250 yards. It's huge.
It is big.
It's a huge
yeah.
area, and it's really, really neat, you know. But this year, the watercolor is a little dirty out there, so those fish, it's hard to get them out there. It's going to be great in a normal year for everybody if they continue to keep that deadline out there. And we used to fish that line, and you'd see the tribe guys out there just killing them.
Yeah, just beyond, on the other side of the floats.
Uh-huh.
You
yeah.
used to kill
yeah.
me.
And so now we're out there fishing. You know where they were, and it's going to be really good,
right? And so the difference
is not
the
yeah.
difference this year is the runoff. We got a La Nina winter. We got a huge snowpack there. Then you throw some warm temperatures on top of that. You've got a Columbia that's really rolling, and so that area that they extended out on the river is influenced a great deal by the main Columbia flow, and that's why it's not a typical year.
Absolutely,
right.
And that this 2 years in a row, it's really good for small migration, but it's not good for us right now.
Yeah, Roger that. It is good for the out migrants.
Yeah.
How long is this going to last? How long are you going to be down there, buddy?
I'm out of here this week. Normally, I'd stay till about Memorial Day, but mm-hmm. I think like last year, you know, this is going to go into June. I think there's a lot of fish coming still, and the water's cold, and I just have a feeling that when I leave here, it's going to get good or stay. As good as it is now, or get better.
He's Phil Stevens, Mystical Legends Guide Service. Give him a call at 206-940-0052. Philly, good luck. Go whack up more, will you?
Thanks, guys.
Talk yeah, all right. Text some more photos, man. Our phones were lighting up here before we got on the air with a couple of spring Chinook photos.
Yeah,
always great to hear from Phil.
Super guy.
Great guy, does a good job. Of course, he's coming up to Alaska to kind of hang out with me for a few days in early July there.
I'll be looking for some pictures.
Hoping to get him a big pig up there in Southeast.
Awesome.
So. That's a king salmon. Another one of my, yeah. you know, yeah.
Gagger?
See, he can talk about Chinook, but I yeah. can't, you see.
That's, well, because I'm talking about pigs. I'm not talking,
he's talking about pigs.
I'm talking about
pigs.
Okay.
Pigs. Right. Big difference
yeah.
there. He can smoke
difference.
A pig, too,
Hog.
You know.